Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing WatsonX Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with WatsonX Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you along with Susan Miller as we're talking about astrology. Okay, Susan, have at it. 2021, what's left for us?
I want to give everybody a little piece of chocolate. Let's start with Aries. Aries, this is your year to make new friends. One or two that will be important to you in your life. I'd like you to even join clubs, and if you're on social media but you've only used one platform, try another one. Experiment a little. And this is professionally, too, not just socially, because you will gain from being out there and mingling with new acquaintances and contacts. Now, Taurus, this year, you have such an opportunity to make a name for yourself in your career. This is a once-in-12-year opportunity coming to you from Jupiter. And, you know, if you're in a job that you're just tired of, you just want to break the bonds and flee, this is the year you could. If you want to just move up, and that's great too, or start your own business, all these things are part of your destiny this year. But you have to go out and reach for that plum on the tree. So I really would like you, especially August, boy, could you see real progress in your career. Gemini, like George.
Here we I am.
Last year you made some good money, even though other people didn't. But this year is the year to write the book or start something new in communication. Maybe a podcast, maybe something. You probably even have a podcast.
I do. We already have a podcast going.
You already That's right. Well, maybe it's an ad.
Maybe some more TV shows. Who knows?
Oh, TV would be perfect. And it's time we had something like what you have to offer. But it's all communication-based, and also foreign markets are fantastic for you this year. You know, so to branch out to different countries, some maybe that you're not in yet. So, but you are worldwide. But I don't know, foreign people are lucky for you this year. So just keep that in mind.
Okay.
The Cancers. Cancer, you've had trouble with competitors who have been ruthless, or with a private, you know, in a personal life where your partner just hasn't clicked. Now, you may be dating someone that you're hesitant about, or you're married, but if you're married, you can see a counselor and get through that because the tough aspects have gone, and the competitors have given up because you keep proving yourself. You're making good money this year, mainly on commission or that type of thing, royalty, licensing fee. This is where the golden nuggets lie. So collect the money that's due you. This is a year of tremendous reward. Now, the Leos, Leo is learning how to dance with their partner without stepping on their toes. There's a back and forth. You have to give a little, you know. You know, two people never give 100% at the same time. Sometimes your partner helps you. Sometimes you help them. You know, and you're figuring it out, but you're willing to work at it because this person is precious to you in your personal life. Or it may be someone that you've engaged in your professional life, like a publicist or a business partner or an agent, and you're learning how to get in sync. This year, there's lots of business coming in. You're going to be very, very busy. You have a lot to do, but you're a fabulous manager. That's what they say about Leo. Not only is Leo great in the entertainment world, but also in a managerial spot. And you have fabulous taste. So you're using your talents really well this year. Virgo likes to feel that they're productive. They wake up in the morning and they know what they have to do by the end of the day. Wow. Well, this year you are surprising everybody. What you do in a week is more than most people do in a month, and you're getting somewhere. June is a very important month for you because the higher-ups have noticed what you're doing and want to give you a bigger title. You might have to ask for it. Don't be too shy. Virgo's so busy thinking about other people, they forget about themselves. Think about you. Toot your own horn and get that higher title. Money will come with it. Then we have Libra. Now, Libra won the jackpot in 2021. Love is divine for Libra, just as sweet as sweet could be. And enjoy it this year. You've waited a long time for this. If you want a baby, and that's my number one question from people who write in, can my wife have a baby? Can I have a baby? People want to know about that because they've been busy, and they, you know, when a girl gets to 39, she's wondering, this is your best shot, so I want you to go to a specialist and get some advice. But, you know, it looks good for you. Also, creativity is blossoming like wildflowers, beautiful yellow and pink wildfires in the field. Male and female, you're doing great. Your ideas have value. Okay, next sign is Scorpio. Every Scorpio I know is moving. They're either moving, renovating, repairing, painting, buying new furniture.
Are they relocating to other cities too?
Yeah, yeah, they're obsessed with it. Yeah, do you know some Scorpios? Or maybe they're getting a summer house, mm-hmm. which is nice, you know. So real estate is lucky for you. You're luckier than a little leprechaun, so I want you to go out and think about, you know, maybe buying your first house, or if you're very young, your first apartment, moving out of your parents. I know it's hard during a pandemic if you don't have a job, so, but see what you can do, maybe with another person, a roommate, you'd find a good one. So, and if you have to help your family, if we have more mature listeners, if you have to help your mom or your dad, you will find the answers this year, which is so wonderful because sometimes it's hard. You'll find the right doctor for mom or assisted living for dad, whatever's on your mind. If you need to help, you can. Okay, Sagittarius, communication is the most important thing. Start an app, start a podcast, write a book, write a screenplay. Something that's in you has to come out, and you will be rewarded for it. If you have to go to school and learn creative writing, do it. Take a course. Everything's online now. You probably don't even have to leave your apartment. And this is a really exciting year to get into something new or, you know, in a branch out. Even if you're an accountant, teach other people some of the new tax laws. Whatever it is, whatever your expertise is, be creative about it and spread the word. That's what's so lucky for Sag. Okay, Capricorn. Oh, George, I have to tell you this about Capricorn. I wanted to tell them that this is the year to make money, but I didn't want to be boring about it, like, this is a great year for money. That says, you know, nobody's going to remember that. So I did a little research on Saturn and Jupiter, because they're both in their money house right now. And scientists have found that that both planets have the right atmosphere to make carbon, which means it's raining diamonds on Jupiter and Saturn. Now, I know they're not cut by Tiffany's because they don't have offices yet in Saturn and Jupiter, but I want the Capricorns to think about this. It's raining diamonds in your house of money, but you have to ask for it. You know, here in New York, we say if you don't ask, you don't get. It's so sad, but it's true. So, well, once in a while, a boss will reward you.
You have to ask once in a while.
You have to, and be confident. And this is a year of tremendous financial reward. Now, the Aquarians, they're the headliners because we're moving into the age of Aquarius. Boy, when that little truck hit Mars. I mean, if anybody wants to say to me that we are not in the age of Aquarius, I point to little persistence. And he even dug the dirt and is sending it home by airmail with little drones or something. They couldn't wait 10 years to do this, the Earth samples up there. So they are really changing the world. Aquarians is very interested in humanitarian work, and they're helping. I think you're going to see in the coming years that the governments won't have the money to hand out stimulus checks, but it will come from grassroots, from people helping people, volunteerism, which is so lovely, and also from philanthropic organizations and non-for-profit. But you already see it, like when Texas had that problem with the ice and the water, and everything was going wrong with their electricity. But people came out and gave them food, gave them water. You know, I have a cousin there, and she was so touched by everything that was going on. So Aquarius, you're the leader right now, and you know you're bewildered by it because, you know, you would sit in meetings and you'd say what you saw on the horizon, and people would say, "Really?" And they'd look at you kind of weird, and you'd say, "Well, just think about it." But now people are saying, "Yes, you're right," and they're not used to getting approvals that fast. And this is a year for you to fall in love, and this is the cornucopia because Jupiter's in Aquarius. Now, this May for Pisces, Jupiter's moving really, really fast, and when he's moving fast, he can give you more goodies. He is the planet of good fortune, and he's on May 13th, he's moving into Pisces, just for a little preview for 10 weeks until the end of July, July 28th. And this is when Pisces has to act, because the second half of May, June, and July, with July being the best, that's when you're going to get where you need to be. Everything will start clicking in place. Now, Aquarius, don't feel sad that Jupiter's making this little detour, because those months are big money months for you. Then Jupiter goes back to Aquarius to finish his tour of duty all the way to December 29th of this year. So, Aquarius gets back their favor, and then Jupiter goes back into Pisces, and so 2022 is Pisces year, and you're getting ready for your close-up Pisces, so, be aware that big things are coming. It's a little quiet right now for Pisces. They're in the planning stage, and a lot of things they're doing they can't really talk about, but very soon they'll be able to shout it from the mountaintops, and people will respond and love it. So that's what I see for the 12th sign.
Well, that sounds like a pretty good year for some people.
Yeah.
Most people.
Yeah. No, even in years where we're wearing masks and doing social distancing, you can still have fun. You can still make progress. You can still make money. I think we're moving into such a digital economy that people need to get to high ground, and they may have to go back to school to learn a few things. Gosh, if you know how to code, I don't know how to code. I hire engineers, but if you do, you're going to be in such demand. But also people who are helping in healthcare, that's going to be a booming area too. So you want to get to high ground where you're going to be in a profession that is, really needed and rewarded financially.
When we take calls next hour, Susan, and people want a reading, you need their first name, their month, their date, and then a specific question?
Yeah, a specific question, not like, tell me about my life, because I don't think we have enough time to do
that. Right. It's going to be, am I going to move out of Detroit next year or whatever? Yeah. That's what you want.
Yeah, something specific. My husband's out of work. When do you think he'll get a job? So something like that. And I would have to have.
Why do celestial and planetary alignments have anything to do with somebody's future in life?
You know, that is the age-old question, and the answer is we don't know. There's been some theories that it has to do with radiation and X-ray, rays that imprint our brain as we're born, but nobody really knows why astrology works, but it certainly does. Anyone who reads my website, Astrology Zone, I'm so detailed. I give actual dates and different birthdays. You know, if you're born on June 4th, this is going to happening very strongly for you. I write 40,000 words a month divided by 12 signs, so I'm very detailed. So, I'm amazed how astrology works.
You've been on the internet almost since the beginning of the internet, haven't you?
Yeah, 1995 I started. Time Warner asked me to write a column, and they wanted something silly. Oh, my gosh, for women? I said, no, it should be for men and women. This is not a girl thing. Men want to know what's coming up. And
sure, you'll find out in calls. I mean, you'll have a variety of men and women calling.
Yeah, I love that. Well, Google Analytics says I have 39% men, and I want it to be 50%.
39 is pretty high, though.
It is, and it shows you right there the pie chart. You know, and anybody can check me. They can go on Google Analytics and put in Astrology Zone, and it shows my stats. Yeah.
So the date you want, the month and day, that's their birthday you want.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, like March 7th or December.
You don't. So you don't need the year.
Well, we wouldn't have the time
no.
on the radio, and but I can answer a lot by the sun sign. Why is that? Because the sun is in the middle of our solar system, and the sun has a very important place. Nobody
yes,
marches
does.
Around Venus or Mars or Jupiter, but they all march around the sun, and the sun is the heart of our solar system. And I write so much, I know what's happening for everybody.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.